You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, guys. Neil here, back with an all-new episode of Life of an Accounting Droid. This is episode number 69, so I'll jump right into it. Lots of stuff to go through, but more importantly, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'll explain things as much as I can, but I'll try not to also drag it out too long, just so I don't really have to speak as much as I don't need to. So I'll jump right into it. So for this week's theme, it's incremental cost. So this is also otherwise known as marginal cost. And what this is that it's a change in cost due to the production and sale of one additional unit of production. It's basically used in when a company is producing goods or services and a decision needs to be made if producing additional units or even just one unit is worth the cost of doing it versus the benefit of actually producing that good. It's used in the short-term decision-making process in order to choose between various alternatives. So if there's multiple product lines, which product would, or assuming let's say they all have the same cost, which one will produce the most benefit to the company? And then also given other goods and resources. So this is also assuming that the three units can also be produced, which one will bring the most benefit to the company. This also omits fixed or sunk costs because it's understood that because these costs would otherwise be incurred anyways, they're not factored into the production of those additional units. So with that being said, I'll jump right into this week's news. So to start it off, Android Auto is now available for Android devices running version 5.0 and above. So if you have an older vehicle or a vehicle that does not have Android Auto or may not be currently getting Android Auto, if you have Android version 5.0, you can install the app and use your mobile device with a stand or whatever to have Android Auto-like features as you drive. Gmail for iOS got an update this week to now have support for undo send, so it'll delay sending a message for a little bit, as well as faster search and swiping to archive or delete messages. Google Calendar for iOS also got updated with month view support for Spotlight search and alternate calendars. In related news, Google Calendar for Android got updated with a month view widget. So if you want a calendar with a quick summary of upcoming events and what date the current date is, then you can create a 4x4 widget on your home screen to get that month calendar. HDR streaming has now started rolling out for YouTube. So if you have a compatible television or monitor, then you can start streaming HDR content. The LG G5 started getting the Android 7 Nougat update, so if you are a G5 user, look out for that coming soon. OnePlus is set to have an announcement with a new device running the Snapdragon 821 processor on November 15th. It's currently rumored to be called the OnePlus 3T and possibly have 8 gigs of RAM. The 8 gigs of RAM is probably a little bit further out there, but the 3T seems like it makes sense. So it'll basically be improved hardware and specs compared to the OnePlus 3. In related news, the OnePlus 3 is going to start getting the Android 7 update by the community build this month, so November 2016, with the official rollout later in 2016 or by the end of 2016. So look out for that update coming soon. In other Android 7 news, Cyanogen Mod 14 running for Android 7 1.1 has started rolling out for the Nexus 6P, Nexus 5X, LG G3, and various other initial devices. The Android 7 beta program has started rolling out for the Samsung Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge, so if you're a part of this program, you should see that soon. So we can estimate that the Android 7 update should be rolling out soon there as well. And finally, Google Daydream, the VR headset from Google, is now on sale in various countries, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and Australia. So that's all there is for that. So for this week's review, it's actually going to be a little bit different. It's actually a website review. So I was watching Westworld, and then or last week I was watching Westworld, and I was poking around Game of Thrones, just looking around, and I was also starting to look at what wallpapers I could have set for my mobile device, and I remembered a website called beautifuldeath.com. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan, or you just like fan created awesome wallpapers, what beautifuldeath.com does is that they create images and artwork on an episode by episode basis for each Game of Thrones episode with a quote that matches whatever key iconic death happened in that episode with a notable quote for that episode. So if you look at the season finale for season, I think six, the latest season in Game of Thrones, it's the artwork for Cersei finally reaching to the Iron Throne of Westeros with the quote of "Long may she reign." So definitely, they're all definitely very well done and very well created pieces of or images. So that they're or what is important there is that if you're on a mobile device and you want to have a high quality wallpaper, all you have to do is save the image to your device and you can set it. You even get the border and all that, so you get that painting-like look and feel on your home screen. So it's definitely worth checking out. And they're also sorted by and tagged with each episode number, so you know exactly where that image and quote are coming from. And then they're separated by each season, episode, and all that, so you easily know where to source is. And then on your desktop browser, you can easily just use the scroll bar to scroll through all the various images. So definitely a site worth checking out. That's beautifuldeath.com. And it's a good time now also to catch up on that because we're between seasons, so there's no new pieces of art coming out. But each piece of art is released shortly after each episode concludes, so within a day or two. So if you want to keep getting weekly updated images, then that is definitely a way to show some support for Game of Thrones and the website. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So to start it off with some news, The Expanse Season 2 trailer was released this week. The season itself returns on February 8th, so look out for that. We get more into the war and more between the humans, the Team Mars, and the Belters, so definitely a good time to catch up on season one if you haven't had a chance to watch that. And otherwise, beware, the Slender Man documentary is scheduled to come to HBO in January of 2017. So if you want to get that history in video form, then look out for that coming soon. As far as what I watched this week, I continue to watch the original and new versions of MacGyver. So season one, episode 7. Last Stand for the original MacGyver, and Season 1, Episode 7, Can Opener for the new version. I also had a chance to watch Star Wars Rebels Season 3, Episode 7, Imperial Super Commandos, Westworld Season 1, Episode 6, The Adversary, The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 3, The Cell, which we actually get to find out what happened to Daryl and kind of the process and how Negan became who he is and who they are. And finally, I had a chance to watch Gotham Season 3, Episode 8, Blood Rush. No Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. I don't think it returns for a couple of weeks, so I'll continue watching when that returns. And then I had a chance to finish watching Stargate SG-1 Season 6, so progressing along nicely, so I'll get started on Season 7. I forget when the Ori story arc starts, if that was season 8 or 9, but I'll keep watching until then. But so basically, season 7 coming soon, and then we'll see from there. Also, The Night Manager is now on Amazon Prime, so I'll probably start watching that. And then I'll probably be watching Doctor Strange this weekend, or at least that's the plan. So I haven't decided which I'll review. If I have a chance to watch Doctor Strange, I'll review that first. But as far as reviews go for this week, I had a chance to watch Stranger Things Season 1, Episode 1, Chapter 1, The Vanishing of Will Byers. The season, because it's a Netflix series, I think the entire season released at the same time on July 15th, 2016, the episode has a runtime of 47 minutes. A summary of the episode is that in a small Indiana town, the disappearance of a young boy sparks a police investigation. So essentially takes place in 80s suburb America. We have a bunch of friends playing, I think it was Dungeons and Dragons, but basically they're playing a tabletop game and having fun and all that. A couple of friends decide to go home, and one of them mysteriously vanishes. So basically we have kind of the progression of the friends, and then kind of what basically, like the summary says, the sparking of that investigation. So with that, I'll jump into the review itself and then give my thoughts on the episode as well. So Will, the kid who gets kidnapped, basically his whole mannerisms and attire looks like he could play a younger Marty McFly. So if we wanted to do Marty McFly the younger years, or if they ever do a reboot for Back to the Future, then he could definitely be a stand-in. Walkie-talkies are a much better communication tool than flip phones, so this was kind of a blast from the past. So we have the friends talking to each other and meeting up using walkie-talkies, so it's actually just a pretty cool throwback there. Shouldn't a bike without a rider nearby be a bigger cause for concern? So the one thing that kind of bugged me was that when the police officers find the bike, there's no one nearby, there's no real sense of him running away. So they return to the home, find out that he's not there, they see the shotgun shells and all that, but it didn't seem like the police really care about what's going on. So maybe this is a regular thing, or they just don't care. So maybe watching more episodes will answer that question, but overall it seemed like a very relaxed atmosphere in this particular police department. And finally, shouldn't those agents have better protection against whoever they're trying to recapture? So we get the introduction of a young girl named Eleven, who imagine has escaped from a facility of wherever the agents were keeping her, and then they take her back. So I figure shouldn't they be better trained, or maybe it doesn't happen, or maybe it's a new facility so they're not used to it. But having this kid escape who has these extra supernatural powers would seem like they would have a better way to manage and control anyone who tries to escape. But overall, the episode was pretty good. It was kind of slow, but it did seem well enough produced and worth watching more. So maybe I'll try and watch a couple more episodes this weekend. But it's definitely an intriguing premise where we have a kid who gets kidnapped, but now it's more about the paranormal and kids with special powers and what happens in a town where no one suspects this is happening. So overall, I would give it probably about a 75-80% grade, so maybe more episodes will either improve that or make it worse. But definitely a series to watch, especially if you like period pieces or TV shows with specific period pieces in mind. So with that, I'll jump into this week's Star Wars profile, and for this week I wanted to talk about Rada the Hutt. He's the son of Jabba the Hutt, who we meet in Star Wars A Clone Wars, a movie from a few years ago. A bit of background is that he's the very, very young son of Jabba the Hutt, I think a few years old, who was kidnapped by Count Dooku with help from Zero the Hutt, Jabba's uncle. Zero the Hutt, he was trying to use Rada as a bargaining chip to basically take Jabba the Hutt out of the picture and assume control of the Hutt clan. The Separatists and Count Dooku were using him to discredit the Jedi within Jabba's eyes and preventing them from accessing Jabba's transport lanes and using those hyperspace lanes for their own war effort. His nickname, though, was Punky Muffin by Jabba the Hutt, so that's Jabba's soft spot, and was named Stinky by Ahsoka because of his smell. But in the short time that we see him on screen, he was used as a political pun for the Separatists to gain their agenda, and was ultimately returned to Jabba safe by the Jedi, and who were able to make their deal with Jabba to use the transport lanes. So basically, Rada was the starting off point to see more or learn more about the political endeavorings of the Separatists and the Jedi the Republic in the Star Wars universe. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's You Can Relax segment. And for this particular segment, I wanted to talk about drinking organic coffee. So for some time now, for the better part of this year, I want to say I've been drinking organic coffee. Mostly, originally it was just because there was a better price on it at Costco, and then drinking it with filtered water, it actually tastes a lot better and smoother than it does using one thing, regular coffee and non-filtered water. So I did do a test using regular water and organic coffee, which does taste better, pretty good, a lot better than regular coffee, mostly because it is organic, so it's fresher. But even adding filtered water, it just tastes smoother, it tastes cleaner, and overall just more enjoyable, and it's worth trying out if you can get it for a good price. So I know that Sprout sells organic coffee as well, but it is, I think it's like $8 or $9 per pound, whereas Costco is a couple dollars more for 2 pounds, so the price is actually pretty good. So it doesn't really matter what coffee you get. So I recently bought a 2 pound bag of Starbucks organic coffee. Before, I was using I forget who made it, but it was a Yukon blend of organic coffee. But it comes out better, it tastes good, tastes smooth and clean, and is overall more enjoyable. And for me, drinking it and then having a glass of water after just makes me feel better, more active, more awake. Regularly brew coffee is good too, but when you do a side-by-side comparison, you will know that both, or you will see, notice that difference between the two, kind of that difference between having a pumpkin-sized latte at a restaurant or a coffee place versus making it at home on your own. So that's all there is for that. So if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can find links, past episodes, subscription links, all that good stuff at PatelN01.com. Or you can find us directly on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher. The website has an RSS link. Or you can do a search in Pocket Cast for Life of an Accounting Droid. So we're, you can subscribe everywhere. Video reviews and screencasts can be found on YouTube at youtube.com/patelin01. And if you, of course, like this show or want to find more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.